Season 10, Episode 6 of The Walking Dead, titled Bonds. That makes this Talking Walking Dead. Talking Walking Dead with myself, Jeff Fisher, Jason Butchell, and Maximus Fisher. The episode description on IMDb, I don't know that it does it justice. Carol and Daryl go on a mission together. Sadiq struggles to solve a mystery. I mean, no way does that description do that episode justice. I mean, that episode was really good as far as I'm concerned. Let me rephrase that. There were three things going on, right? You had Negan, you had Daryl and Carol, you had Negan and Beta and Alpha, Daryl and Carol and Sadiq and the crowd. Oh, well, actually four with Eugene, right? So you had four things going on. And three of the four I was okay with. The Sadiq stuff.
Yeah. Why would you highlight the Sadiq thing in the official description?
That was right, that's so what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, that was the, oh, and then this is happening.
Right.
It's not like the main.
I mean,
like,
the Negan and Beta and Alpha stuff was so strong.
Right, right, right. Why? And that's not even mentioned there. That's
right,
crazy.
That's surprising. That one's actually surprising to me.
Yeah, really strange.
Wait, what mystery was he trying to solve?
The sickness.
That's the mystery? Just caring for the...
The whole town's starting to come into sickness, right?
So it's the Walker guts in the water,
that's
right?
That's what we're saying.
I don't know why that's such a big... That's the first thing I thought of.
I guess they're just going to use that as, see, they are attacking us. So that way now they actually have tangible proof that they're actively, and you don't just
if they
have,
find out.
Yeah.
Aaron knows. I think, didn't Aaron see Gamma do it?
Oh, yeah.
He
was there.
I don't remember.
I don't know that he saw her do it, but he was there like at the time, right, when she was.
Yeah, he should know. Yeah, because he saw her get cut while she was slicing into him. So, yeah, where the heck is Aaron? He was nowhere.
Yeah, he's out. He's a traitor.
We identified another one. Boom! They're just coming down like dominoes.
Aaron, I wouldn't see Aaron as a traitor. I could have bought Enid, even though I disagreed with you. But no way, Aaron.
Well, Enid is still a traitor. There's no doubt about that. That will still prove to be true.
I was thinking that the Walker guts thing, as you guys probably were, I was thinking that the entire time.
Whole time.
And I kept on waiting for, like, our guy, even though he doesn't belong in Alexandria, from Hilltop, going, see, I told you. There's damn Walkers, like, putting their guts in our drinking water.
Well, Earl.
He's like the Alex Jones. It's got, like, all these conspiracy theories.
Well, so good.
Except Earl's right.
Except Earl's right. That's correct.
The townsfolk are like, oh, crap, he's going to tell us how the frogs are turning gay.
Oh, no.
The Walker guts are turning the freaking frogs gay.
Can I tell you about my supplements I also have?
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Come back over. I've got a sword to sell you.
let's get back to the show.
Oh, that is the show.
The opening scene was Carol.
Oh, yeah, well, you have, you know, Carol's ready to hit the road and take off, and, you know, she didn't want to take... I was surprised that she didn't want to take Daryl, but then Daryl was like, I'm going with you. And so...
I think she just doesn't want to implicate him
in what she's doing.
Yeah.
Right. And it's too late for that now.
Right.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. She knew what she was going to do, and she needed to do it on her own.
That's why I texted you. I was like, it seemed more like Carol that... You know,
yes, it did.
That we expect.
Yes, it
so
did.
So I was happy. Yeah. I was very happy to see that.
The only thing that was different is, like, the old Carol would have snuck out on her own.
Yeah, and she
would have just disappeared.
She would have donned, like, a sniper ghillie suit and just already taken care of Alpha by now. Like,
right?
It'd be over.
Right? Well, it's maybe like, not.
It feels that way.
Well, she wouldn't have taken care of Alpha just because Alpha is probably just as strong as Carol.
And protected. So. And protected. There's no question about that. Alpha's better protected than Carol is at this point.
But Carol would have pretended that she's, you know, Susie Homemaker, and oh, she's just so terrified.
But it does feel like
me.
Carol would have been, you know, up on that ledge with an arrow through Alpha's eye or something.
But Alpha wasn't even at that area at the time, so.
I know, but when she showed up, we would have waited for her.
I mean, I think the point is we just expect her to be more proactive and, you know, kick in a little lay. But now, hopefully, she's getting better.
I know. Now, You know, we had the whole stomach bug and the Rosita bug and, you know, your girl's down. You know, we've got two episodes left, right, until the mid-season finale. So how many of those people die?
Man, I wonder if Rosita's dead.
She might be.
I have a theory on this. I think she might die from that bug, and I think Ezekiel will die from the cancer for one reason. They're on borrowed time.
Yeah, according to the...
Yeah, because in the comics...
They're already gone.
They died because of the pikes.
Right. Did you say Rosita as well?
Rosita was on one of the pikes in the comics.
How did Eugene handle that?
Huh?
Did he find another love interest or whatever? Or did he go freak out?
He freaked out a lot because in the comics, actually, there was no love triangle thing. It was actually him and Rosita were together in the comics, and she was pregnant with his kid, but got beheaded when she was pregnant.
Crazy. I mean, so how did he react? Did he go nuts? Or
he didn't go nuts, but he was definitely down in the dumps for a while.
I wonder if that's why they're setting up this new person on the radio chick.
Well, one of the reasons is Gimple has said this plays a big part in the show, these two meeting.
Oh, really?
And Max.
I know her name.
Oh, come on.
Stephanie.
Is she a Commonwealth person?
Yep.
Oh!
She is their... Here, you ready for this? She's their head of radio operations.
Oh, nice. Man. I love it. I love that stuff. They're starting to tie them all together.
Yeah.
That's so good. Huh.
And this is exactly how it happened in the comics, too. Well, very similar, at least. But
interesting.
Part of the Hilltop AV Club.
Yeah, that was great.
except this time, instead of being in the attic of the Hilltop, his radio set was actually in a basement in Alexandria. But
right, okay.
Small detail.
So,
that's good.
Really good. Because it was so strange to have him. You know, it was nice to have the little hookup and feel-good chit-chat with this girl, but... questioning, you know, him wanting to be so open. And she was definitely not being open, right? This has to be between us.
Yeah.
Nobody else could know.
Which was like in the comics. That was what it was in the comics, too. So they kept accurate with that.
Yeah.
Man, just think, like, a block, or it could be just a few yards away is Rick Grimes. Just hanging out.
I know.
We don't know. Here's the thing. We don't know if Rick was from the Commonwealth, because that whole helicopter thing, that's not Commonwealth, at least not from the comics.
Yeah, I think they're obviously changing things. You know, like
question. Yeah.
I think that I don't even know. They might not even call it Commonwealth, although I think they should, but they might not. But I totally think that group, what is that with the weird symbol?
Right.
That's got to be what that's for.
It could be.
I don't know. I think now that I'm thinking about it and just thinking out loud here for the show, if you have the Commonwealth, then the Rick people could be against the Commonwealth people, right? The people that took Rick and the garbage pail chick and, you know, raiding people, A, B, and C.
Yeah, that's not Commonwealth at all.
They could be the foes with Commonwealth, right? So now you've built. Now you've got two big sectors against each other.
Yeah, another Commonwealth style group.
Yeah.
Man, that's a whole...
That could be the movie trilogy.
That could be the movie trilogy, right. Right, it is a lot.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Either way, I love that they're tying them all in.
Now, the whole scene, all the scenes of Rick and Beta...
Rick?
Or, I mean, Negan and Beta and... and Alpha, but mostly, you know, Negan and Beta were
amazing.
So good. Yeah. I mean,
those are Emmy Award winning scenes. Really. Okay, so it's a crime that those scenes will not get nominated for Emmy. It's a crime.
So first we had, you know, the blindfold scene, which we talked about last time, but it continued on where Negan was like, okay, sorry, man, let me introduce myself. I'm Negan.
Right. And you know when he introduced himself, like, Beta and Alpha may not have heard him, but they definitely, some of the, because you see as the progress goes on where he's joining with Beta's making him work, you know, Alpha says test him, and he's out there working with the rest of the Whisperers, doing what they do, you know, cooking hogs and killing and eating, you know, and skinning walkers.
Skinning walkers.
That was a good scene.
That was really
his
funny.
His little bitty tiny
piece. Really funny. He added the other little piece. Yeah. Like, really funny. Like, I got this. But he was out there working and trying, right? has just as because he's a joiner. I'm a joiner. And but he introduces himself, and so whether Beta had heard of him, you got to believe that some of the whisperers may have heard of him, right? Some of the some of the earlier whisperers that are still hanging out would have heard of him. Like at least you know. Plus, even as he's being uppity to Beta. And being, you know, talking to
being
Alpha.
Being himself.
Yeah, being Negan. All the other whispers are like, yeah. Yeah.
Because they know, they're like, if we do this, we're dead.
I wanted to say that last week, but I can't do it. I want to stay alive.
Right? He doesn't know. Beta doesn't. Did you get the impression that they'd heard of him?
No.
Basically, I think it's confirmed like this in the comics. I don't know if it's like this in the show, but it probably is. None of the whisperers had heard of the Saviors at all.
Okay.
It's weird. Yeah.
But the whisperers would have been, you know, the guys that have been subject to bending the knee to Beta and Alpha and Gamma even now would be in the background behind Negan getting uppity with Beta going... fist bumping each other going keep it up because we saw right when they after what a tremendous scene after the, when they're eating the pig and he's like come on man I dug your hole I cooked this thing I at least deserves a piece of bacon and he said no so he goes over but the guy that gave him the piece of pork right the other whisperer knew right the that whisperer was like that was a moment of that he's one of the guys behind the scenes that went, come on now, Beta, what are you doing?
Dude, yeah.
You know, and he gives him the piece of pork.
And Beta just let that slide.
No, he didn't. Because the walker that he killed in the herd to try to kill Negan was
right.
Him.
That's right.
Was the pork guy.
Wow.
He killed him to and then left Negan to die in the herd.
Did you notice how in that herd... Negan's just walking around.
It was just a group, not
right.
Like there's no mask, no guts on him. He's just like walking around, talking, you know, and like they're not trying to attack him.
It was really weird.
I'm like what?
I think.
And on the same token, Daryl has got one dead up against his body, which would have been fine for anyone else, but he's got to get the guts on his face. Which I, you know, was a great scene. Obviously, yeah. I love the scene, and I'm all for it.
But they're just not being consistent,
right? They're not being consistent at all. Yeah. Because you'd think that's what happened with what's-his-face right under the dumpster, right? The walkers just fell on him.
Yeah.
And the other walkers were eating other walkers, you know, and his partner there, he was alive.
Right?
Pizza boy. Yeah, Glenn. He didn't rub, I mean, maybe his guts dripped on him and stuff, but it's not consistent at all with that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It was strange. Whatever.
Yeah. I know, again, whatever, because, again, we've already... Look, I got it. We've already thrown any kind of consistent thinking out the door. There's no question about it.
But then we had Carol and Daryl throwing the acorns.
It's a funny scene. You know, that's them just getting to know each other again, right? And being back with being Carol and Daryl and just being friends again. And I don't know that I mean, she's out there to make, you know, cross the border, and she's right when she talks about, you know, that they keep paying no matter what side of the line they're on. So she's like, screw that. Why do we have to follow these rules? We're still getting screwed. So we got to break the rules. And I love the fact that when they were sitting there talking about going after Alpha and looking for the mini horde, Carol says, since when are we not enough? I thought, that's right, Daryl. Butch up, babe.
Yeah.
Let's go. You and Carol take on the freaking world. That's why we loved you guys.
Right.
Didn't matter. There was always a chance for you to die, but no. I mean, Rick will bite your throat out just to stay alive. That's that's part of the deal.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of my favorite scenes.
I know. Didn't matter. If
you want to go down a rabbit hole, that you like, just go on YouTube and do like... most awesome Rick Grimes moments or whatever.
That's always on it.
Like there's like a top 10.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That scene where he bites out the throat's always on it. I've seen
of course. I mean, it's a tremendous scene.
So great.
But, I mean, those are the scenes where we've already suspended reality. And we know that, you know, he's Rick Grimes. He's going to live, right? And Carol and Daryl, same way. Since when are we not good enough? We are going to. Look at what they've been through already. I'm not going to die.
Like, the only character that is on a way borrowed time in the show that will probably not die is Carol. Because guess where she died in the comics?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, right?
She died at the prison.
Yeah, a long time ago. But they've turned her into a completely different character now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So,
because her kid was alive, right? Her kid stayed alive. Oh, yeah. We killed her a long time ago.
Sophia was is still alive in the comics, and she survived the whole run of the comics.
Right. So we went through all the horde, and then we're back to Sadiq again as the doc and trying to figure it out. And of course, we're back to Sadiq's PTSD. And whatever that has to do with, and then, is he dreaming or is he going to end up throwing the kid off the windmill?
He actually did. He blacked out and went to the windmill.
Okay, good. Throw the kid over the windmill. Get over it. I'm sick of hearing a little baby. I'm sick of hearing about who's father. Throw it. Get rid of it.
We already know who the dad is.
No, we don't. It's the Quadrego love. Rosita doesn't even know who the dad is.
Yeah, they mentioned briefly like Gabriel, but this is like second episode?
Yeah, we had no Michonne.
Right, no Michonne, yeah.
And all the people think of this now, except for Sadiq and what's his name, the new doc? Dante, who's kind of funny. I mean, I'm kind of, he's okay.
He's your typical, he is like your typical like military like style.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Okay.
Like, we'll say inappropriate things. Right. Like, dude, you're not supposed to say that. Like that type of
Shut
crap.
Up. We're
so you
say
were
that.
In the military too, so you know about that.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. These are like all the guys I used to hang out with.
I mean, Grenada, me. we're recording this show on Veterans Day. Don't bring me
That's
down.
That's right. You
Don't
know
bring
what I'm
me
saying.
Down. Thank you. I know exactly what you're saying. Hello. I lost my, my former military card. I don't have that with me anymore.
Well, were you dishonorably discharged?
You can't be honorably or dishonorably discharged if you were never in. But that's not the point. Absolutely. So he's that kind of guy. But what I was getting at is that you had Sadiq, Rosita, and Dante. All those other people in that episode were
extras.
They were probably got people that were walkers the week before.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're part of the Alexandria, but they're not any of the stars.
Yeah.
They're not anybody that's
other than Rosita.
Other than Dave. Well, that's what did I not just say that?
Yeah.
But I mean, my point is that, we're still looking at the budget, right? Because we had a whole episode with Negan and Beta and some of Alpha. And then Daryl and Carol. Holy cow.
Which
spent some money.
So this worries me, though, because they haven't shown Michonne.
Right.
People like Gabriel.
No Michonne.
Now they're gonna have, they're gonna have an episode where it's probably gonna be primarily Michonne, maybe the King, like that. Which means they're probably not gonna have Negan Beta Alpha, which sucks because I really just want them to focus on that going forward. Really,
I still stand.
I want small updates on Michonne and Carol, but I want the focus, the main story, to be the Negan Beta Alpha.
Yeah. I am still laying my cards down.
Okay, so before you get to that, hold that thought, because I want to say, just remind you that we got two episodes left this year. All right, I love how they two episodes left this year. So until we get to the midseason finale, right? So
dang.
Go with your theory.
I still am putting my cards down.
Two episodes.
That in the next two episodes, Negan will kill Alpha.
So what? Well, okay. So did it show what the sneak peek was for the next episode?
There was some cable disruption last night when they were airing the sneak peek, so I didn't get an opportunity to view it.
Dang it.
Basically, what he's talking about is
there's no need to go into details.
During the show that comes on after, we rewound it a little bit because we had to pause it for a little bit. So
there's no need for details.
He wanted to check how the Cowboys game was doing.
This cable disruption.
So he pressed last. It went to the Cowboys game.
So when it came back to dead, it was live. So all the stuff that we had recorded was already gone.
Oh, crap.
Anyway, this, like I said, cable disruption. Not my fault.
Well, I'm curious if it's going to be, if they kind of alluded, if it's going to be more of a Michonne episode.
There's no telling, but the description says the next episode is titled Open Your Eyes, and the description is Carol pushes boundaries that make Daryl uneasy. That's got to be the continuation of the
Carol catching that
of taking the prisoner. Alpha and Beta have reservations about someone, but, you know, that's going to be reservations about who? Gamma or Negan still?
Interesting. So they're still going to have some Alpha and Beta.
So. Yes. So I'm still putting my cards down. Alpha is going
that's
to be
a big death scene, though. I don't think they're going
to
do that.
They
for
have
mid-season.
To do it mid-season finale, like as the ending, the big death scene for the mid-season finale. Not the main characters, but Alpha.
Man, I hope so.
It would be great.
I'm going to be pissed if we don't get that, really.
I think so, too.
Because if they don't do that, they're just dragging it out.
Right.
And that's when this gets annoying.
They've already dragged it out a ton, and it's better for it. You want to know why? In the comics, the Whisperer arc was great, but it was too short.
I think that's fine.
I think so too.
Drag that part out, but what I don't like is this, like the Sadiq stuff. We don't care. Like, that's dumb.
I'm okay. Yeah, 100%. Let's drag out the
Pick the right things to drag out.
Yes. And I'm okay. But on the other hand, we love Negan so much that we're trying to grasp on this can't be real, right? He's trying to get rid of the Whisperers so he can go back to Alexandria and say, I'm on your side. You know, I took care of this for you. I'm on your side. Just let me live. You know, do I want to sleep on dirt? You know, even in the jail cell, he had a bed. He's not living in dirt, smelling walker guts all day, out wandering around with herds all day. You know what I mean? He knows that this is not his life.
Yeah.
But he's Negan, right? He ruled the roost. So he's got to, you know, find a way to set things straight and realize that I'm freaking Negan.
Yeah.
You go be with your little hog guts in the dirt all you want, but mess with me.
Line, he always delivers, in every single episode he's in, he always delivers the line of the episode. But my favorite was the end when he showed up after
Oh, yes.
the herd. It's like, what was
that? Where's my goddamn skin suit?
And so he goes, there's something about how it better be big enough to cover these large balls.
the line, I believe, specifically was, you better get the measuring tape on account of my humongous balls.
So great, man.
So, but the point is that, right, so Beta leaves him to die, right? But you're not, without watching him die, you're not killing Negan. Right. Negan has now showed up Beta because Beta's telling Alpha he was always weak. And then he shows up again, right? It was tremendous. You're right. Great line.
So good.
Great line.
And then he kneels.
But then he bowed. And
Yeah.
Alpha shushes him, you know, because that's noise, constant noise.
You love that scene. We forgot to mention that during that scene, he takes off the blindfold and gags it, pretty much saying,
I'd rather let you see where we're at than listen to it. Constant noise. So good.
Oh, and then after a Beta kneel, that was a pretty good scene when Alpha said, is it finally time for the Beta to become the Alpha?
Right. And, you know, he obviously, no way. But he has spent a couple episodes questioning her decisions, right? He's not ready to step up and, you know, try to be the Alpha. But he is questioning some of her decisions outside of being Alpha and Beta, right? Because I don't know how to explain it. I'm trying to, like, he's... You have your second in command, and the second in command goes, yeah, I think that. What do you think about that? And you say, I don't think that'll work, but let's try this. But he's also said, I don't trust him. And she's already said that we need to trust him. And so that's got to make her think, are you questioning? Now you're questioning me. We're not having a conversation about what we should do. You're questioning my decisions.
Yeah.
And that never ends well. Yeah. Never ends well. So anyway, overall, she's... episode was great. I really enjoyed it. I did have the weekly thought from Facebook Justin. The writers for Negan are absolutely amazing. Of course, he mentions Trump. I really want Trump to appoint him as Secretary of State. Also, after the game that Eugene was spitting with Rosita, Jason doesn't stand a chance.
No, I don't stand a chance because apparently Angela King wants to hook up every single chick,
right?
My chicks, with some rando on the show.
Right. You mean Gabriel.
Girl needs to know, you know.
I agreed.
She just needs to listen to the podcast, I guess, a little bit.
And I talked to him. He also then he tells me it's also time for Sadiq to die, and I believe that. I'm all for that. You know, he comments if Carl would have listened to Rick, we wouldn't have had to put up with this. That's a good point.
So
I reminded him though. I reminded Facebook Justin that we wouldn't know what herbs to grind up if we didn't have Sadiq around. So that's now, when he commented
here's
about
an interesting
the one,
thing.
He's,
oh,
one,
that was on,
he's
okay.
One essential oil person. I'm leaving the show if he tries to sell me essential oils. It's really funny.
But
go ahead. Cut me off now.
Sorry.
It's too late now. Go.
One thing that was on the show that comes on after was Jeffrey Dean Morgan talking about how he's actually known Ryan Hurst for a long time. So pretty much he was like, when they were Negan and Beta, he always tried to push his buttons and actually ad-libbed a lot of like lines just to piss him off.
Well, he said he loves the, he goes, his smart assness gets turned up to 100. And he goes, I even turned it up higher, which those scenes will never make the cut.
Oh, man.
I know. Those would be the scenes that you want to see,
maybe
right?
The box set. I wonder if they'll have some.
I know. That's what I said.
It'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be really good to get the edited scenes. It'd be great. The ones in the cutting room floor scenes
great,
or the cutting room dirt scenes for Walking Dead. Okay, so quick recap. What are we looking forward to the next two episodes? You're still going with
I'm still laying my cards down that Alpha will get killed by the end of the midseason.
From Negan. You're gonna say from Negan or Alpha, because they might change it up and let somebody else kill her.
It'd be if anybody
else. I don't see
else
that
would,
happening, but
I don't see that happening. But if anybody else would kill Alpha, it would probably be Carol. But I truly believe Negan will still kill her.
I think so too.
Because here's the thing.
I'm laying hopes that Negan kills Alpha and then is able to go back and say, guys.
Now, there are some deaths in this show that you could change up a little bit, like Abraham's death. In the comics, he was killed by the arrow into the face through the eye, but that went to someone else.
Yeah, it went to the doc girl.
Yeah, and then Abraham got killed by Negan. But this scene in particular is such an important scene for Negan in particular, killing Alpha and then bringing her head to Alexandria and just leaving it on the table in between him and Rick in the comics.
So good.
Was amazing. They
so
need
good.
To keep that. Now, it could be between him and Gabriel, him and Michonne, whatever, him and Daryl, but...
Oh, he just do it to the town council, right? Just bring it into the town council meeting. Just
throw it in
front
there.
Of him.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
I agree with Max. I hope that happens.
Me too.
I'd like to see that the final episode. I'd also like to see some major deaths.
Me too.
Because I'm
time.
Tired of
that. Is a major death.
It feels like there's like plot armor. I mean, for our main characters.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to see King get out of here. I'd like to see Sadiq get out of here.
At this point in the comics as well, there aren't really super major deaths. That's not until the war. Of the with the Whisperers. Like, we're at a standstill, very, very uneasy truce, but we're not at war with them yet.
I'd just like to see, if they're going to do anything different, I'd be on board with seeing some of those characters die, just because right now it seems like they're cartoon characters.
Yes, I'm bored with them.
Like, there's no way they can die. They can walk around in walkers, literally, without guts all over them and no mask. Just, hey, go ahead.
As
a side note to that, it was Negan, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not scared
of Negan.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't really want to spoil this. So, there's a death scene in the comics during the Whisperer War that is amazing. And you will, if you can guess who dies, I will gladly tell you the full scene. But if you can't, I will not.
Oh, we're not going to guess it. So, we're done.
He is a character Jason will be very happy he dies.
Gabriel.
Ding, ding, ding.
And there you have it.
And,
more on Gabriel's death next week. Thanks for listening to Talking Walking Dead. Remember to subscribe to Chewing the Fat with yours truly, Jeff Fisher, so you're alerted when Talking goes up for you to down every Monday. And only two episodes left. Oh, my gosh. Until the midseason finale. Amazing. Thanks for listening to Talking Walking Dead. Have a great week.